Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let me ask this question. What are the numbers we're looking for with an oxygen meter? Oh. Because they, you know, I've been in the ER thousands of times.
40s, maybe 50s.
He doesn't know. Nice. He's making this up.
You're making it up. I think it's like 90 or something. You don't know what you're talking about. You're making it up,
said
for God's 30s. Sake.
30.
Do you have Find My Phone on your phone,
yes,
Rob?
Yes, if you have iCloud. Uh-huh.
I have it on my phone. I'm trying to find it, you know? That's where they get you.
You can't find your phone on your phone.
You need to have Find My Phone.
No, just, I want to know if... Adrian, do you think you would be better putting it together than Rob?
Yes, 100%. His fingers,
okay,
yeah,
give it 100%. Give it to Adrian to put together.
These are really small batteries.
So you can do that. We will take a break.
Hope I find my way home tonight.
I'll walk you across the street.
In any event, I'm just trying to make it all work. Can I go hang out with the Bushes?
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Man, that was a festive little pre-show moment that we had. I mean, that was just a little fighting.
A little bit.
A little Adrian. We're going to bring Adrian Garcia in here in a second. He's coming up.
Yes.
On the show.
So. Now,
Frankie, shut up!
Oscar, what they used to say on The Tonight Show, more to come.
More to come.
That's right. We'll have him in shortly. And Mike has got a good sense of show business. He wants Adrian to make an entrance. So it makes good sense.
No, not really. I just got tired of hearing him chirp like while we were trying to get a show together.
Yeah, you weren't the one. You weren't here at 1 o'clock.
Well, you're the one that made it a thing.
He's excited.
You know, I mean, you made it a thing. It's like an in-studio.
No, I didn't make it a thing.
Mike McIntosh, then in-studio Adrian Garcia.
We've all been yearning to see people.
Is that what it is?
Yeah,
and I want to be clear, it was not my invitation.
You made it a thing, though, didn't you?
No. It was not my invitation.
He asked to come, and I said yes.
I coordinated it, and I said, be here at 2:30 for a 3 o'clock start. So we got here at 1. And I said, I've got stuff to do.
I love Adrian.
Oh, he is so excited to be here.
No, he's coming back in. I love him, too. I loved him more than either one of you guys when we used to work here.
But, he's very eager, and he's here now, and that's a good thing. But I just sent a text last night, so you wouldn't be surprised.
Just a reminder, Adrian, hi. Are you okay? Is everything all right? Hi, how's it going? Look at that hair.
Oh, my God.
Look at that.
Okay. All right, well, I'm starting the show, so you got to amscrape. Is there anything wrong? Is everything good?
Yeah.
Everything's
yeah.
great?
How are things
okay,
in the
good.
Flock of Seagulls tribute
All
band?
All the tests are over, so there are no results that are, you know.
Oh.
I'm very task-oriented with him. You know, it's like, so, vamos. Just a reminder, Adrian Garcia in studio for the regular show tomorrow. It's like, ooh.
Well, no, it wasn't. Mike, you read
but
it
that
in
indicates,
the...
That indicates a panel for the entire show. I guess we had Mac here for the entire
and
show.
And that was not
right?
meant as an announcement as much as it was a warning.
It was? Okay. So you looked a little put upon when I connected with video that he was there. Let's bring him in. Just bring him in. And we'll discipline him. Now we have to go back to the other camera shot. Is Pony running the camera?
He is.
Yes.
Okay, well, Pony did a good job of getting your tight shot, and he can do
the same
thing. Welcome
to
the Mike O'Mara Show. We're glad to have you here. We're on our second decade. We're going to add up the downloads. We used to do that all the time when it was like a really big thing. I would love to figure that number out and make that and put
minutes.
That into an opening. Tarzana, California. Hi, Diego.
Hi, Mike.
Pickering, Canada, Isla Olbosch, Quintana Roo, Mexico, Pond Island, North Carolina, Wilmington Island, Georgia, Dundalk Island. Those are the cities you sent in. Rob will take cities from anywhere.
Anytime. Send them in.
Even if you're on a vacay, please go ahead and send Rob your city so we can spotlight them in the opening every week. And we mention your town for the whole week. So it's a lot of fun. We'd appreciate that. We welcome a former intern, former hotelier extraordinaire. and one of our favorite little boys that used to come through the doors here. Adrian Garcia is here, another Latino on the Mike O'Mara show. Hello.
Taking over the world, Latinx. Let's do it.
Absolutely. I'm all for it. Right? I love Latin
our
people.
Our food's amazing. Mike, our people are amazing.
Just shy of 53 million downloads.
53 million. 53.
Half of them are mine.
That's incredible. I didn't know you could pull that number up that quickly, Oscar. That's pretty cool. How do you get that?
Pretty fast.
Where do you get it from? You just the internet. Pop it on?
He gets it on the internet.
Yeah. Okay. I get on Google Chrome.
I know you get it from the
internet. And I go to our one of our main hosts and I pull up that number. But now I have a little spreadsheet that I do for myself.
Yeah.
And I have the latest all time and then the weeklies.
It's amazing.
It is.
It's just when you really think about that number. So, Adrian, welcome.
Thank you.
It's good. Has Rob been a nice host to you? Rob looks put upon today.
No, I told him as I was driving up on Wisconsin Avenue, I told Rob, don't be afraid to put me to work. And Rob took that, and he did.
Yeah, I made him take out the trash as soon as he got here.
Right? In the pouring rain, Mike.
It wasn't raining when you took the trash out.
But it was later, though.
Yeah, it was. It was when you were inside.
Oh, I remember the energy. I remember the energy from when you were here.
Right?
Well, welcome.
Thank you.
Are you still hoteling?
No, I'm not.
Are you still doing that?
So what are you doing now? Is I'm a leasing professional in Manassas, Virginia, the Bull Run area. So if I can sell
What town did you say?
Manassas.
I was living in a devil town.
God. No! No! No!
Oh, it's
what are you
devil
leasing?
Town.
Bicycles for riders?
No, apartments for people.
Used tires?
Apartments. Oh, so you're in the hotel, apartment building now?
Correct, yep. So I work
the
over...
The business? The apartment business?
I guess it's like beginner's real estate, maybe. Could we call it that?
So you work at a particular apartment complex.
What correct. Do you do exactly?
So well, lease apartments.
Do you get a commission when somebody rents a place?
Oh, yeah, I do. It's good money, Mike.
Yeah, because you know what? Apartments in that area are turbo expensive. I remember that from when my mother-in-law was living there.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that, absolutely. So how much do you get? How are you paid when somebody leases an apartment?
In trade.
No, in crumbs. No, I get paid. There's a $100 commission, $100 for every apartment I lease. And I'm getting maybe like 10, 15 apartments a month. Like, it's good stuff. Like, I'm not a salesman. Like, I'm very honest with these people. I tell them what they're going to be paying. And, I mean, they're not going to find any better in Northern Virginia.
And are you on salary, too? Are you on salary?
Not yet. I'm like, not yet. But that's
the
goal.
So this is pure commission.
It's awesome.
Jesus.
Yeah. It's ours. Ballsy.
Sell for us.
I like where you're at, man. It's ballsy. Do you ever, if there's a fetching young woman that walks to that door, are you ever like, this should cost $2,000 a month? Let's call it $1,500.
You know, we might waive the amenity fees or something. You know, we might do something like that. You know, allegedly.
Do they give you? Do they? Is there anything else they give you? Because I think that's kind of low, Adrian.
Hourly. I'm also hourly, and also if I were to move in there,
I just ask him that?
Yeah, you did.
Didn't I just ask him that?
I'm not salary.
Yeah, you did.
Salary is not the same as hourly.
He's right. Yeah, he's actually right.
Yeah, but don't be a jerk about it.
I'm trying to just be honest here, Rob.
No, he's right. Hourly is hourly. Salary is salary, so he gets hourly plus commission.
Correct, exactly.
Well, hourly, so you're sitting there, so you get 100 for every one
there's
you lease.
What you should have said is that there's additional money besides the commission.
That's what I should have said, Rob?
Yeah, that's what you should have
great.
Said.
Great. Thank you, Rob. Love that I'm back.
I like that.
He texted me when he was almost here, too.
I was so excited.
He said, hey, when I'm on Wisconsin Avenue.
When did you stop being the night manager at a hotel?
So remember, I was back here in September 2019, right before the pandemic hit.
Oh, no, I don't.
I do.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Mike,
right?
Just a short 7 months before the pandemic, he was in this building.
Right before Dirk brought like the pandemic with him. Like, remember that day? Like, he brought forth the pandemic with him. Like, he came in the studio one day, and like with Dirk Vastrick came in studio one day.
Yeah, he had a mask.
Yeah.
But that was also like 5 years ago.
Exactly. I'm just saying he brought forth the pandemic. That's all. I think it was him.
That was a
no, don't
sidebar.
Blame Dirk Vastrick because we got to be nice to Dirk because he's going to be our prime contact out in Spokane, Washington.
So liaison.
And isn't he, the meet and greet, isn't he taking you to the wet market?
We're going to have bat. We're going to have stewed bat. Stewed wet bat.
Oh, wet
so
bat.
So you left and immediately went into this apartment leasing business?
No, I did not. So I left the hotel in September 2019, and I stopped for a few months. And then I came back to the hotel in February 2020 for a few months. And then I left that job in July 2020 for the apartments. That's the timeline.
Okay. So yep. You're, and now you're doing it. Did they give you any deal on an apartment yourself?
Yeah, they do. I get 20% off the apartments if I were to move into the community. But I don't want to. I'm not ready for that yet. I can barely take care of myself.
Are you living with mom still?
I am. Yeah, I'm still living with the parents. Love them. Got new two puppies at home. Love them too. They're beagles. They're eating all the cicadas, you know.
All right.
But
he seems very energetic, doesn't he?
More caffeine. So than before.
He does.
Five shots
Oscar, why are you being quiet? Why are you being quiet?
When are you going to leave the nest? The last time we saw you, we asked you what's going on. We actually didn't see. We called and said, how come you're not like hanging out or swinging through? And then you finally divulged that your car had gotten repoed.
I have a new one.
Yeah, you have a new one. That's fine. What about getting your own place before getting your new car?
Oscar, let me clear up my debts first before I get into more debt. You know, like, let me get.
Yeah, let him clear up his debt by buying a new car.
What kind of car did you get?
Nissan Sentra, 2012.
Okay, I withdraw the remark. How old are you again?
29. I'm almost 30. Can you believe that?
He's not yet 30.
I'm almost 30, though.
And is it your mom and dad that you live with?
Yeah. Yes.
And you get along well with them?
Oh, my God. I love them. I mean, with the pandemic, everyone's home all the time. So you kind of had to get, you know, close quarters.
Is your mom a good cook?
I am. She's okay. She doesn't put enough salt on things.
What do you cook? You said you're
yeah, like, so I made some scrambled. I love my mom. I love her. Oh, she's listening. Oh,
don't
my
tell
God.
Me you made scrambled eggs and call yourself a cook. Mike, I made seriously.
Mike, I made scrambled
seriously,
eggs.
Seriously.
With arugula.
A chimp could make scrambled eggs.
With alfalfa sprouts, Mike? I don't think so.
Okay. What's with the name? What's with calling us all by name?
Because I'm
like
part.
That?
I love
Rob,
you guys. I'm
but
part
Rob,
of the game.
But hey, Mike. But Rob. But
this
Oscar.
Is a talk, it's a know. Talk triangle. He's right? Using names. I love it.
This is
he's gonna yes and you to death. So the thing is Mike. You have to remember when he was a hotelier, he was responsible for making the square eggs in the morning for the free breakfast.
Oh my God, I was.
Those were pre-made frozen products. Weren't
correct.
They?
I guess I'm just traumatized from like that experience. I have to make like gourmet eggs from now on for the rest of my life.
Did you put them in a microwave? Is that how you prepared them?
Absolutely not, Mike. Oh, Mike, you're killing me. No, I used milk. I made them very creamy. I used French
fries. He's talking about the square eggs.
Oh, okay.
I am talking about when you were at the hotel that served free breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, please refer to him as a hotelier.
When you did that, they had free breakfast in the morning. And Rob's right. I think that you kind of rate these places because so many chains now offer free breakfast in the morning. You rate the chains on the quality of the eggies in the morning. And I know I've been to one where they have little egg bricks that are just about the worst thing in the world. Mm-hmm. What kind of eggs did you serve at your hotel?
Different kinds. Scrambled eggs that did come in a square, but you had to scramble them. You had to get a whisk and, you know, break them apart so you wouldn't get squares like you would get.
Slow down, because I have to ask you. So you really, you didn't like crack eggs and cook
absolutely
them.
Not. They came in like prepackaged bags that you would have to put inside the oven.
Mike, let's go down to the grocer and buy a bag of eggs.
So and they would come fully cooked. They came in. So how would you take us through? Slow down and tell me exactly how you get it. So you'd have them in a freezer?
Fridge. We don't freeze the eggs. Correct.
Okay, so a refrigerator. I want to know what was in the bag. What did the bag look like when you would open the bag to prepare the morning eggs for your guests?
It
what
looked
was the bag? Yeah,
like
Rob,
a brick of drugs. A brick of drugs, but it was egg. It was just yellow egg. But it looked like a brick, though. It looked like a brick.
So it was a solid mass of stuff.
Exactly.
And then you would break it up and then put it in the chafing dish, and it would look like eggs.
You keep it in the bag first. You put it in the oven, cook them. And then once they're cooked, you take them out of the bag and you break them apart. My secret was I put butter on them to make them,
That's nice.
Exactly. People love my eggs.
That's nice. Yeah. That's it. But were they real eggs or did they have any plastic?
Some sort of
mock egg.
They
tasted like real eggs. They tasted like real eggs.
Okay. Yeah. Well, they probably were.
Yeah,
probably,
I'm sure they were.
The way they did it, I just don't understand.
Like, what's fake eggs? You
know. Well, I'm sure there's certain places that would probably crack the eggs in the morning and have
hell
back there.
No.
No?
Is this what it looked like, Adrian? Hold on. I just brought up a picture.
Yeah.
Okay, Mike, I'm going to bring this up to the camera so you can see it.
Okay, show everybody in our audience. Rob's going to show us what the prepackaged eggs at the hotel look like. I knew it was going to be great when he came in today.
They didn't taste horrible.
No, they're not horrible. If you have salsa,
it almost
you have butter.
Looks like it almost looks liquefied. Was that a liquid feeling to what's that?
No, it wasn't liquid. It was solid. It was definitely solid. But you can tell it was liquefied first, and then you know they put it in the bag, and then somehow it got that shape where like it would be firm.
Mm. And then what? And then you put it in
the oven, in the bag,
in
a Schaefer, bag,
not a microwave, oven.
No, it's a
convection oven.
Like the kitchens we worked at with Rob when we were making the
convection.
So it's a regular like commercial grade oven.
Exactly.
And you put it in there. How long do you put it in there for?
15 minutes. Everything is 15 minutes. Whether it's omelets, whether it's sausage links, everything was 15 minutes. It was very cut and dry. Like you could not mess this up. It was very DJ friendly, as you guys would say here. Like you could not mess up the process.
It didn't take long. I remember what we loved about them. I'm sorry. It was just like, so you put them in there and then you stir them up and then you bust them right out to the customers, right?
Correct.
That's what a normal
person would do, but I put butter in.
Does it come out of the bag in one piece and then
you
break it up?
You have to break it up.
No. But you can't break it up in the bag and then squirt it out like piping the eggs?
You could, but it wouldn't get the same type of scrambledness that people would expect from a quality scrambled egg.
Can I get this off my chest since this is the opening of the show and this is the most time we have each and every day? Don't kill my donut buzz, people, okay? I'm really happy that your Red Rock Donut Shop, gave you a Woody. But the fact is that I was, you know, my friend was talking about Shipley's Donuts and talking about how great the chain was. And he was talking more about it today at the bus stop. And then the guy says, if you really want donuts, you got to go. Well, I can't drive to your Texas place. I cannot, but I could drive because Carla timed it last night.
Yes.
An hour and 25 minutes. If I really was motivated.
You guys are really thinking about going to show.
No,
that's a 3-hour round trip.
No, we're planning a trip out west. We are winding school down, and we are getting ready to go out west, they'd say. And what confections await us out there? Who knows? But I'm going to, I also got the call from the doctor, another fine Latino, surrounded by yes. Latin men in my life. Every doctor I have down here in West South Florida is a Latino. By the way, and, while we're sitting there and going, I don't want them immigrants coming out there. I'd like people to pay attention to something, all right? You've got a culture in America now, of people that have come to this country are busting their asses and going to med school, and every single doctor, is going to be a Latino, okay? Old racist farts.
I'm going to be a doctor.
I don't know why I did that, but I've got, it's like the mafia with all of my doctors, all of them, every single doctor I have.
Are they all cousins?
No, they're not cousins at all, but they're wonderful. I love my doctor. Jason has been my doctor forever. I love the guy. And if you remember, it was just a few short months ago where I had busted myself out of the sugars.
Yes.
And and that moment of celebration, I think, turned into another several months of celebrating that I busted. And now the phone rang the other day with the office.
You are scheduled for your 6-month checkup.
And I don't know what to do. I told Carla what I need to do. I can't behave like I did yesterday when I threw caution to the wind. But getting back to the donuts.
Oh, and Mike, some love to my cousin Mike Harrell, who said they are that good and they are 10 times better than Krispy Kreme. Mike listens to the show every day, and he sent some support for you. So all the haters, let them go scratch.
I'm going to throw this out to you guys, all right? There is this is an investment opportunity right now for us.
Yes.
Okay?
I mean,
there is a little place that when I first came down here to West South Florida, there it was called Juicy Lucy's. And I never went in, but it looked like it was a little stand-up burger joint that was kind of a kiosk.
Oh, I thought it was an adult entertainment.
Yeah, because...
No, that was Lookers. That was Lookers.
There's a three-worded poem that we used to say when we were kids about Lucy. And so that's what I thought of. So I also thought adult entertainment.
Well, I think that donut shops and old people are, a perfect match. I think they would be perfect. And this place apparently is screaming for franchises. And they got one an hour and a half up the road in Bradenton, Florida. So why not open one down here? I'm not working at it.
Old people need a place to hang out.
Yeah, I think you can handle it. I think we have, as far as donuts are concerned in America, we have Dunkin' Donuts, the most mediocre chain in the history of chains.
Mm-hmm.
Quite often filthy, Often filthy. Just not, you know, bad donuts. And I think they're you can upgrade. That's why you have the mom and pop donut shops that do so well. And if this is a chain, I've talked to you about Tim Hortons. I don't know how well managed they are on the corporate level. So I think they have their issues.
I think you're missing a bigger opportunity.
What's that?
What about Mike O's? And the O is a donut.
Now you're talking.
Yeah.
Maybe. Wow.
Mike O's.
Like, and like, even though I'm fat, make me like cartoon even fatter.
Yeah.
And like have a cartoon with me with a chef's hat and go like,
yeah, like the lard lad in the opening of The Simpsons.
Lean into it.
I'm not just the owner. I'm a customer.
That's right.
No, a disc jockey had a donut shop down here, and I think they went out of business at least on one of their locations.
Shocker.
Remember that guy we had?
Yeah, we had him on, DJ Donuts.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, they had just opened their new joint on Sanibel Island out here, and that's not there anymore. So I don't know what happened. But no, I've had my
time. He was taking money under the table.
I've had my time in retail food. I don't, you know, it's just because you like something doesn't mean you invest in it. So
maybe you can stay away.
Deep dive on it. Yeah.
It doesn't even have to be a restaurant.
What Adrian, you were
talking about? I was going to say, it doesn't even have to be a restaurant. It could just be like a mall thing, like a you know, a standard, a kiosk. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I don't know that works, though. A donut place is what Mike was trying to establish is a destination for seniors to go.
I go to the mall just for Auntie Anne's pretzels.
Yeah, but you're young and happening. The seniors don't do that.
The bottom line is that
what about Mike O's donut food truck?
Long name.
Who's gonna run it?
I'll run it.
No. Remember when you drove the truck? You always got flat tires.
That's true. Or I couldn't pay for the car.
You can't do it. I mean, it's. I just would invest in it. Maybe.
What about? Do you think Jimmy knows someone? I'm sure Jimmy would know somebody who would drive around or run Mike O's.
No, we got to find a new name. We can't call it Mike O's.
I'm talking about Shipley's. I'm talking about the donuts from Texas. Mm. I'm talking about the franchise where they do all the stuff. If it's really that good. Rob said he got a confirmation on that.
Yes.
Between breaths of his inhaler, he got a confirmation on the fact that Shipley's Donuts is really good. I heard you gasping for breath there, too. Well, are you having another bout with your bronchitis?
No, allergies at their peak worst right now. They're horrible.
But allergies are normally like make your eyes water and your nose stuff up. And
I get that too, but also the coughing. The coughing is bad.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm fine. I took a little albuterol before the show and I can hit it again if we need it. But I'm okay right now.
All right. Have you been to a physician?
No. You kidding? In this age of COVID, why would I want to go to a doctor?
Well, no, it just seems to me that when if it's the lungs again, if it's in the lungs and you're coughing, I don't know.
No, it's not.
Coughing
is
not an allergic thing.
Oh, it is.
Sneezing and watery eyes are an allergic thing.
Right?
Coughing is a serious health issue.
No, it is something
Oscar,
I can actually.
What's going on? What is Oscar doing there?
He's looking at his machine. Another bout with extreme obesity? Question mark.
No, that's not it. I don't think that's it. I just want it. What do you know about
$35,000 for a Shipley's franchise fee starting?
That's cheap.
Are you kidding me? That cheap?
I just looked it up.
I'll put 20 on it.
You rube. That's how to start. You need $200,000 liquid and $600,000 of net worth to be, I guess, accepted in their franchise.
In the inner circle?
How many franchises do they have?
Well, $600,000 of net worth and $200,000 in liquid. I think that's the problem.
Pony texted about you, Rob, said it's the consumption.
Oh, it could be the consumption.
It's got to be old-fashioned.
Could be the consumption. Could be the vapors.
Too much time at the malt shop, probably.
I have a thing about people that when there's a health concern that they don't do anything about it. You have an inhaler. When did you get prescribed that inhaler?
A year ago. And the thing is this is the exact same. I'm very similar medically to my father, and we can chart our allergies against each other. I'll call him, and he'll start coughing. I'll start coughing. It's the same thing. It's just we're very similar, and it's seasonal. It happens every year.
Okay. All right.
So we're not wearing masks the way we would just indoors until you get to your destination, so that's happening. It didn't happen last year. It didn't happen last year to him.
So you don't think you should go somewhere and have the little thing put on his finger to see his oxygen levels and what he's getting? Oscar, I'm asking you that.
Whoa, I didn't think about that. Yeah, I actually have one of those little machines, Rob. I can bring next week It's at home. I think it's called an Oxa. What's it called?
Next Pulse week. Ox. Next week might be too late. Do you know? Do you remember? You were there too, Oscar. Yes. You remember the end of the show yesterday when that happened?
Yeah, I was stifling coughing because I didn't want to cough on the air, and I didn't have my inhaler.
But we thought you were salivating. And you were kind of going.
It was funny to be salivating because we were talking donuts. That was a good time.
But you weren't salivating. You were gasping for breath.
No, I was stifling coughing.
Stifling a cough. It's a, you know, I mean, it's the same. It worries me. I get worried about that.
You mustn't can go worry. Across the street to CVS after the show and get an oximeter reading.
Oximeter?
Oximeter.
At the drugstore?
Not oxys. Oximeter. Yes, they have it there.
Okay.
Oh, okay. All right.
CVS.
All right.
That's cool.
That's CVS. This is CVS. Right.
CBS. So you're okay, though?
Yes, you think absolutely.
You're going to be all right?
100%.
You sure?
Yes.
All right. Has he been coughing, Adrian?
Pony, a little bit. You tell us.
A little bit.
Yeah, Pony, I want your insight on this.
You know what? It started yesterday, and it hasn't seemed to get any worse, but I think getting a pulse oximeter would be a good idea, just to be safe.
This is good opinion from a man who's here for 80 minutes a day.
Let me ask this question. What are the numbers we're looking for with a... with an oxygen meter, because they, you know, I've been in the ER thousands of times.
40s, maybe 50s.
He doesn't know. Nice. He's making this up.
You're making it up. That's. I think it's like 90 or something. I think it's that's what it's a
110.
The little oxygen
it's
thing they put on 90%, your finger.
95% or higher. You want
a normal HG oxygen level for healthy
Pony,
lungs falls
shut up.
Between.
You don't know what you're talking about. You're making
he
it
said
up for 30s. God's sake.
30, 80 and 100 millimeters of mercury.
If you have
30%, it's like, Mr. Spiewak, you're at 30% right now. Mr. Spiewak?
Yeah.
Mr. Spiewak?
Yes. I would like to comment Mambo Dog Face to the banana patch. Boom.
Jesus. If you have, I mean, is there anything
some people
preventing
with
him
chronic,
from.
I'm sorry. Some people with chronic lung disease or sleep apnea can have normal levels around 90%. If you fall below 90%, there's a problem.
That's what I thought. 96% is pretty good. That's,
yeah, so don't
that's
say 30, normal. Pony.
Yeah, you know. I'll
now, when you say
time.
They have these things, you can walk in and say, I'd like to check my oxygen level, go right up to the pharmacist. Is that how you
correct.
Do it?
And then they also have them for sale for anywhere from $25 to $50.
Who's Adrian, go get one. Give him
seriously?
The money. Go get one.
Yeah, all right,
go
let's
get
do
one.
It.
Go get a cheap one. And bring it back. All right. It's like having an intern again. It's
it
like,
is, it is
like
it.
This is just like having him when he used to be an intern here. This
I love
is
it. Get
exciting.
Me a Red Bull.
My wallet is in my side pocket of my backpack.
How are you doing? You look sleepy. Have you been dealing with the Bush family all morning? And
me?
Are you exhausted?
No, that
What's
was the pleasant
on?
Part of my day. I'm great.
What do you mean the pleasant part? Like this isn't the pleasant part of your day?
Oh,
you've alluded
snap.
To it now twice. You made a comment about it's nice to be around people who are competent. Was I the only one who where that wasn't lost on
Adrian,
the room when he said that,
I
for God's sake?
I spent an hour with Pony before the show.
Okay.
And then I talked to the Bush family live from Walker's Point, and now I'm here.
Right.
This is great.
No, you just said you were. That was the pleasant part of your day.
Up until now.
Up until now. Explain yeah. that. Explain.
Well,
so this
and
is
explain
not the pleasant
also
part.
The meeting with Pony.
Well, Pony and I, Pony was competent today. It's just, you know, talking to Pony is like doing a puzzle while you're trying to explain anything to anyone because I want
to
make sure.
Let me explain to our listeners yes. what's going on here. All right. So Oscar works on the George and Barbara Bush Foundation podcast.
Yes.
And he hobnobs with the Bush family. And he comes in with his whole I'm better than you attitude on the whole show when he gets done doing that. And he puts everybody down. And
says, that does not
That was
happen.
The competent, pleasant part of my day. Mm-hmm. Now I'm here with you rubes trying to figure everything out and doing that. I understand that.
There was
you know,
no veiled reference. It was. And it
did
had,
you not say you worked with competent people before we got started?
I
you
said
I was
wonderful
with competent.
Walking, I was getting off a call with a comp off a...
Someone who
confident
could talk?
And competent team call. That's what it was.
Oh, okay.
A where competent ask, team
where,
call?
Yeah, where you ask for something, there's an answer. If they ask for us, we have an answer. It was a really great call.
And so who was, what team are we talking about? The Bushes themselves?
The Bush team. Yeah, the Bush team.
Oh, the
wonderful.
Team.
Yeah.
The Bush team.
Yes.
Okay. as opposed to, see, I always think in those terms.
Right.
As opposed to.
There was no opposed to. It was just nice.
Like if you did a conference call with like the production staff of the It's Mickey podcast.
Little shout out to Mickey Cachell.
Funny.
What's he doing now?
Funny. I don't know.
He had a vape shop, didn't he?
Go. I don't know. He was vaping for a while. So that's great. I'm just curious as to how
it was. No
went with-
knock towards this team. You asked me how my day is going. I said, fantastic. I just got off a great call with a competent team. And at the end, as a bonus, the president's sister, 43 sister, said, oh, there's my brother. And she turned her laptop around because she's sitting on her porch.
Were they up in Maine?
Yes. And you see 43 waving, and she says, say hi to the Podville team. And he's waving, hi, Podville. And it's just a surreal moment.
That's
surreal.
I would imagine. Crazy.
I would imagine. You've got your Jimmy Carter, God bless him, who's out there with Habitat for Humanity in his post-presidency.
And he's shrinking.
You got HW traveled around the world, but you also have the presidents and Clinton who wants to go all over the world and do a. And then it strikes me that W might indeed be kind of enjoying his post-presidency right now and probably enjoying his time up at Walker's Point.
With
right?
family, I agree.
Yeah.
I think that's cool.
And I think after a year that we've had and they can be a little more themselves and have their family compound up there, it's an amazing notion that family is as close as they are physically and emotionally. It's a neat, neat thing that they all have their places up there.
Well, I play golf with guys that have accomplished a lot in their careers. A lot of them are retired. And I just would think when you're retired, and what did you do when you're career? I was president of the United States. I'm just, yeah, that'd be a pretty good excuse to hang out on the beach. That's just
two
my
terms.
Opinion. You know,
that two would terms. Be,
yeah. It's got a golf two-termer coming up. I don't know what that world is like. We get to glean through a small little lens of time, but for me, that still excites me. And I don't know if I'm a rube for being excited.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. But so it's a bit. So what he's saying, I'll translate for our listeners again. Once he is in that rarefied air, coming down, slumming with us to do these shows is a total f-ing letdown.
Yeah,
that's exactly what he said. That's exactly
not
what his mood and his vibe. Did he get it?
Yes.
Did he get it already for you?
Mm-hmm.
Remember how quick he was with certain things like this? You have an oximeter, pulse, I think it's called?
Pulse oximeter, yeah.
I
want to see it. Let me turn your mic on. Here you go. Yeah. Thank you.
It measures oxygen level and pulse rates.
Great.
And it comes with a AAA battery.
You should keep that, Rob. That comes in handy.
Yeah, sure does. And after I die, I'll leave it here so you guys can use it too.
All right, Rob, can you explain what we're doing here, please?
We're opening the box.
Product or... No, not we're opening the box.
Let me put it together for you, Rob.
Okay, that's great.
Read what the medical thing is
going to be. You know he doesn't want
him,
the results.
You. Jesus.
You're the disc jockey.
Can you
God
take a breath, man?
Stop fighting.
It's
the portable pulse oximeter. It measures oxygen level and pulse rate. And I believe you just stick your finger in.
Yes.
Just use your finger.
Said.
You just wiggle your finger, Mike.
Okay. Well, let's see what happens.
Right.
Put it together.
Oh, it comes with a carrying case.
And a lanyard.
So I can wear it around my neck?
Yeah.
Gotta Adrian, find the batteries. Do you think you would be better putting it together than
yes,
Rob?
Yes, 100%. His fingers,
okay,
yeah,
give 100%. Give it to Adrian to put together.
These are really small batteries.
So you can do that. We will take a
hope
break.
Hope I find my way home tonight.
We will take it. Well, no, I mean.
I'll walk you across the street.
In any event, I'm just trying to make it all work. Can I go hang out with the Bushes? We'll take a short break. When we come back, we're going to do the medical experiment. And that will hold off on the homepage for a little while. Or maybe we'll do both. I don't have a clue. We'll be right back.
Fathers, podcasters, get set for real gonad crushing action this Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Big Capital Center. It's the TMOS Hot Rod Thrill-tacular. New for 2020. Rookie champion Michael William O'Mara behind the wheel of the V8 Supercharged Ball Crusher McGee truck.
Ball Crusher McGee.
He's the killer to your dong pillow. Putting the slap tag on your yam bag. It's a slobber knocker in your sleep number. Sack stomping, testicle tearing, gonad annihilating action.
Bonus.
Get more ball breaking action every week with the TMOS bonus show subscription. Subscribe today and don't be cruel to the family jewel.
Quit sucking.
Ball Crusher McGee.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Rob, I want to make sure I've got this right. Are we sponsored by MyBookie?
Yes, we are. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Wanted to make sure we were right about that one. This weekend, get ready for one action-packed event, two title fights, and, thanks to MyBookie, hundreds of ways to win. UFC 263 is days away, and if you're scrambling to place your bets, problem solved. MyBookie.ag has you covered. Better yet, use our promo code TMOS to grab yourself a deposit bonus up to $1,000 and take advantage of fights like the highly anticipated rematch between Israel Adesanya and Marvin Vettori. The only thing more exciting than watching two beasts throwing haymakers is cash in your account when the final bell rings. And if you want NBA and NHL playoff action, MyBookie has no shortage of game lines, championship futures, and they've got the best player props in the entire industry. Sign up and use the promo code TMOS to grab yourself some extra funds on top of your deposit and start your day off with a win. That's extra cash in your account so you can bet the best games and events all summer long. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. Just remember the TMOS code, and you can thank me later. MyBookie.ag. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll get the homepage on here in a second. But before we do that, it's time to dive into the help. Now, Robin brought in a nebulizer, a little inhaler today.
A little inhaler, albuterol. There it is.
Like anything, whenever he's been sick, he blames it on allergies. And that might be true, but...
But there's a history of this. He did walk around with some sort of disease for
walking
months.
Pneumonia, like for 6 months without going to a doctor because he doesn't take care of himself. So we just want to make sure that he's healthy.
All right.
So what are we doing right now?
I'm going to put my finger in the pulse oximeter. It's the CVS Health brand with the heart on it, so you know it cares.
So do they give you any parameters for when you might be concerned?
Yes, they do. So in the instruction booklet, there is a question, a fact, FAQ. What is the normal range of SpO2? The normal range of SpO2 is typically considered from 95% to 99%.
Frankie, shut up! God damn it!
Ow.
I'm sorry, Adrian.
No,
I'm
you're...
Sorry.
Oh, my God. I'm traumatized.
No, it's getting worse than anything.
That's tough, Mike.
Plant.
Yeah,
moves in the breeze, and then I hear taping in the afternoon.
It happens.
That's what
it's Thursday.
Go ahead, share that with us again.
Yeah. So the normal range.
I'm concentrating on this, and I can't.
It's all right. I got it.
Go ahead.
Normal range of SpO2. The normal range of SpO2 is typically considered from 95% to 99%. So you were right, Mike.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
So I'm putting my finger in the good news is it says that acrylic fingernails might throw off your reading, but I had mine removed recently.
Thank God.
So I put it in and let's see. I hit the button.
How long do you wait?
Less than a minute. I tried it on myself.
And it says keep your hand perfectly still. So I've got my hand still. There's no beeping here. So okay. I'm just waiting. I'm seeing a reading here.
What do we do if it's a really bad number? Do we talk about it?
Oh, you know what? I saw it, but I want to do it again as a double check. I saw what my score was. Let me do it one more time because when I took my finger out,
he's concerned. He's concerned. He saw the number wasn't good. That's why he's doing it again.
He knows me like...
Don't move.
Everybody quiet. Quiet. Quiet.
He's checking his oxygen.
Adrian?
That's a great...
Can we have a timpani?
Yeah, a timpani would be great.
Okay, very good. What is his oxygen?
Wow. His oxygen level is 98%.
That's right.
Yes.
All right, so you're fine.
How?
All right. Now go get a refund on this piece of garbage.
No, don't make me do that.
I'm kidding.
Right. No, keep it.
See, we're okay.
It's not like we have to have it around with that.
Fine.
You're in the upper end.
Yeah,
that's turbo oxygen right there. It is a generic product, though.
Yeah, well, I mean,
anywho.
Even if it's off by 8, I'm still in pretty good shape.
Okay, I'm happy for you. That's good. Well, I'm glad. We can move on.
The World Wide Web.
Worry.
And into your digital device. It's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is the homepage. Hello, everybody. Nice to have you with us. Jeff Bezos is getting shafted online over the shape of his big rocket.
Oh, dear. Jeffrey.
First tweet. Is it me or does Jeff Bezos' rocket look like a giant penis? One person tweeted alongside a photo of Blue Origin, the craft that the 57-year-old's richest man will fly into space next month.
I think the first problem is he spelled it B-L-E-W.
Another tweet said, I thought penis as soon as I saw the image. Others quickly suggested the historic rocket looks like a giant sex toy. With one writing, it's basically It's basically a giant flaming space dildo.
But do you remember, we talked about Austin Powers yesterday. Remember that scene?
Hello, Mr. Powers.
They yes, look up the eye. It's a giant Willy.
Willie, how are you? Many of the jokes about the Rockets' shape came after former America's Got Talent judge Piers Morgan tweeted a photo while praising the Amazon founder for having the balls to match his brains. There we go. So that's it, and that's what people are talking about.
Did you
right
hear
now.
The skinny about Sir Richard Branson?
No.
No.
That he, there's an alleged, this is a rumor, that he is attempting to get to space faster than
I love that
than jet.
That's cool.
That he's going to
because
take
because Richard Branson to me is just a cooler dude.
Well, you God, know what I yeah, mean? Yeah.
I like him more. You know, they're all rich guys, and they're rich men that are playing with their space toys. But that would be hysterically funny, and
he can do it because they're on the brink of actually. So if he was the first to just get up there.
Right.
I mean, think about that. Yeah, that would, like, that would piss old Jeff Bezos off.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Baldy would be pissed off about that. That would happen big time. Speaking of Baldy, I want to talk about, I did a deep dive on this story with Howie Mandel.
Okay.
He is getting very, very honest in People magazine. He's 65. You know, Howie is now on America's Got Talent. You remember Deal or No Deal. He opened up in an interview with People about his near lifelong battle with anxiety and obsessive compulsive disorder. This is what he said. And I look, we've all known that he's a germaphobe, doesn't like to shake hands, that kind of stuff. But he writes this, and I thought this was really interesting because he's so iconic as a happy-go-lucky comedian. Yeah. He writes, I'm living in a nightmare. I try to anchor myself. I have a beautiful family and I love what I do. But at the same time, I can fall into a dark depression I can't get out of. There is an awakening moment of my life when we could die doesn't come into my psyche. But the solace I would get would be the fact that everybody around me was okay. It's good to latch on to, okay? But during the pandemic, the whole world was not okay, and it was absolute hell. I think for a germaphobe.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
I would imagine that would just be absolute terror. Yeah. You wouldn't want to, you know, you literally wouldn't want to go out of your house.
Yes, the upside is that it was normalized. Like the fist bumps or the or not touching
the behavior
people.
That he had been doing for all these years.
Where
you
were like, oh, man, how he's a dick. Or why is he so worried? He wouldn't shake my hand. All of that has been normalized.
Yeah, that's true, but doesn't seem to be helping him. He sounds pretty down about it.
Yeah.
He says, my life's mission is to remove the stigma. I'm broken, but this is my reality. I know there's going to be darkness again, and I cherish every moment of light. That just sounds like it's unfortunate that he's such a brilliantly funny guy. He, you know, back in the day, Howie Mandel had a few years where he was the it guy as far as comedy.
If you ever go back and see his debut on Carson, it's like among the top four comic moments ever.
I've never watched it.
Oh, my God.
I've never watched his
debut.
He
does one joke where he said, I was in the park feeding the pigeons. And Johnny, oh, really? And he says, yeah, I was breastfeeding them. And Johnny almost falls out of his chair because it is so unexpected.
Still so funny.
Oh, my God.
Still funny. Folks, okay, including our neighbors from the north that I'll tell you about in a second here.
Ooh.
Enough with the gender reveal. Okay, enough with this. An explosive device set off at a gender reveal party sparked a wildfire in Canada.
Oh, no! Boo!
The device was only supposed to release blue or pink powder to identify the baby's sex when it was detonated in Alberta. It instead caused an inferno, which grew to about an acre before it was extinguished. Travis Fairweather. Isn't that a great name? That's a great Canadian
name. That's a great Canadian name.
Yeah, I'm Travis Fairweather, okay.
Oh, did you see the fire,
He's an Alberta wildfire spokesman. Spokesman for the fire.
Yeah.
He said the individuals responsible were fined $600 and could also be forced to pay the cost of fighting the fire. He said, while fireworks and exploding targets can be fun, they can also come with a hefty price tag.
If you inadvertently start a wildfire, Fire Marshal Bill, you never know when you're going to burn your face off.
So up there, are the firemen actually hosers?
Hosers. Yes, ooh. Get the hoser.
Did you hear what the device was?
It's like once a month we get a gender reveal story about something horribly wrong going on. So that's
What about the baby shower? What about just doing that?
Yeah, just bring out a blue cake. It's going to be a boy.
Too easy.
Oh, yeah, they do that thing where you tell the baker, but you don't know, and then they bake either a blue or a pink cake, and then they ice it. So when you cut it at the shower, you find out. Yeah, that's when you find out.
Adrian is raising his hand politely.
Did you guys hear what the actual device was that they used for the gender reveal party?
What's that?
A tube, like a pipe, right? And they put gunpowder inside the pipe. So they essentially made a pipe bomb that exploded on them. Canadians.
Hey, everybody, it's a boy. Oh, my God. Wildfire.
We shall call him Pierre as soon as we remove the bandages.
Oscar was talking about talking to his mom and calling his mom, and he checks on his mom, and he's good about that. Haven't called your mom in a while if you're one of those people. Well, it turns out she might actually prefer a text message. I'm the dad. Ooh. I prefer young people hate phone calls, and a new survey found a third now of older Americans agree with them. Yay!
Wow!
1 in 3 people over 65 say they like texting more than they like phone calls. Staying in touch with the grandkids is a big reason. The survey also looked at the top emojis for the over 65 crowd. The top two they like to use are the heart emoji. That's one of my top ones.
Yes.
I'm old, and that's one of my top ones. And the smiley face emoji and thumbs up. Those are my big three.
Basic.
They also use animal emojis a lot. Well, that's
I like
that's
the thank
wonderful.
You emoji where you look like you're praying, but you're
the hands.
People.
Yeah, that's a big one for you. Yeah,
I did the just a few minutes ago. I did the heart emoji for Elizabeth. Elizabeth says she's at the Arlington National Cemetery now, and she's got a picture of her. This is not a good picture. I'm holding it up to the camera. But she's wearing a hard hat in that picture.
Oh, that's so great.
If you can see that,
so
she's
proud.
wearing a hard hat. And she said, I get to wear a hard hat.
I get
She's
to.
Still my baby daughter.
Yeah,
and she's
sweet.
Like, I get to wear a hard hat.
That is so funny.
Hard hat. I said, ha, 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 tough girl. Heart.
No.
That's our little exchange today.
Congratulations.
Oh, we're doing the
thing. Yeah.
And now a little something. Police, here it is. Vero Beach, Florida, responded to a tip that two people were humping on a kid's playground. Didn't I have that? No, I didn't have... Yeah, this was... Okay, this is not yesterday. This is today. When they arrived, they saw 52-year-old Sharon Finley on her back in the children's crawling tunnel.
Mm.
I'm not making this up.
Mike, that's known as, business as the CCT.
Her jean shorts were pulled down to her ankles, and everything she had was out in the air, if you know what I mean. Her companion, 44-year-old, this is the real name, Jermaine Jackson...
Really? Let's get serious.
Let's get serious. Thank you for making that poll. Thank
about
you for
that
the
bass?
Jermaine Jackson
poll. He has one hit single, I believe.
Very good. It might have been his only hit. Well, apparently, Jermaine had been providing Miss Finley with that special favor. Next to the crawling tunnel, cops found a bottle of Gulf Crest vodka.
Ooh.
Not familiar with that brand. But
it might be regional,
delicious.
Mike, if it's in Florida. Gulf Crest.
And two cans of Four Loko. They were busted for possession of an open container. That's all they got in Florida. Possession of an open container. The report did not specify if it was the vodka bottle, the Four Loko, or Miss Finley. Thank you very much. Hey, open container. Get it? We got
the worst part about that, Mike, was
stupid
the wood show. Chips.
Wood
oh,
chips.
My God.
Yeah, the little wood chips they have. Yes, the children's crawling tunnel.
CCT.
Florida. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello there. I know it might seem counterintuitive and maybe even silly to take advice from a promo, but I'm something of a famous radio pitchman. So
I blow this up
is something
last
you can believe
no.
in. My
no,
mother okay. always said that you can trust a man with facial hair. And if you have any confidence at all in the wisdom of a mother, it's time to stare at my drawn-on mustache and heed my words. Do you need a little more laughter in your dark, secluded, lonely life? Sure you do.
Sure you do.
You need the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. For pennies a day, the Bonus Show will take you from zero to hero. And all the ladies will be digging your scene. Grab it at MikeO'MaraShow.com. You'll be glad you did, and we'll be glad for you. Buy the Bonus Show and make me smile. A big, flashy, fake, insincere smile. You earned it, Pajango.
Mike, the good sounds yes. of Jermaine Jackson will back
there
you up
go.
On this commercial.
I love this song, though. This is one of my favorite. I love playing this in the club.
I bet.
Back in the day.
Sound good.
Crank it
club.
Up a little bit. This is okay. This song works for me. Always has. Let's get serious. We'll be right back. Can't argue with that. Power Funk. I love this movie. Yeah. Power 105 WAVA. Hey, Jeff Leonard. WKYS. Donnie Simpson has your morning coffee tomorrow.
Close my eyes. And I see your face.
What's the one about the TV on the yard?
Okay. That's Der Kommissar.
Yeah, but
fire.
Still, it's still a great talk. Yeah.
93 KYS, Jeff Leonard, Der Kommissar after the fire at your house. It's okay. They left the TV on the lawn. Love that one. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Your bank account should work with you, not against you. Chime is an award-winning app and debit card with no hidden fees or monthly minimums. After all, you earned your money. You deserve to keep it. Chime has a fee-free overdraft on up to $200 in debt purchases with SpotMe. It's like overdraft protection, but better. Chime lets you get your paycheck, benefits, stimulus check, and tax return up to 2 days earlier with direct deposit. No hidden fees or monthly minimums, plus 38,000 fee-free ATMs with MoneyPass and Visa Plus Alliance. And for security, you can turn on alerts to let you know when your card is used and instantly block your card if something seems just a little bit fishy to you.
It's cool.
Join the millions on Chime. Sign up takes 2 minutes and doesn't affect your credit score. The website is a snap. I loved it. Apply now at chime.com/TMOS. That's chime.com/TMOS. And now here comes the disclosure. Chime is a financial technology company. Bank and service provided by the Bank or Cubit. Chime is a financial technology company. Banking services provided by the Bancorp Bank. It's the Bancorp Bank. That's what gets me every time. Chime is a financial technology company. Banking services provided by the Bancorp Bank.
Listen up, folks. This is important.
Chime is a financial technology company. Banking services provided by the Bancorp Bank or Stride Bank NA, members FDIC. Eligibility requirement. Tired anyway today, as you can probably tell. Here we go. Chime is a financial technology company. Banking services provided by the Bancorp Bank or Stride Bank NA, member FDIC. Members. Here we go.
Okay.
Give me the music in it. Helps motivate me.
Here. We're recording!
Chime is a financial technology company. Banking services provided by the Bancorp Bank or Stride Bank NA, members FDIC. Eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Overdraft only applies to debt card purchases. Limits.
God! I almost paid it! Damn it to hell!
Right. One more time?
Start the music.
All right.
Yeah, I'm ready.
This is called Holiday for Strings, Oscar.
Chime is a financial technology company. Banking services provided by the Bancorp Bank or Stride Bank NA, members FDIC. Eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Overdraft only applies to debit card purchases. Limits start at $20 and may be increased up to $200 by Chime. Early direct deposit depends on the payer. Out-of-network cash withdrawal fees apply. Third-party and cash deposit fees may apply. Go to chime.com/TMOS for details.
Yes! Yes!
Yes! I did it. I am so proud of myself.
That's
Thank
a victory.
You.
Everybody wins.
I'm so impressed.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for a hero story.
Yes.
We have that periodically. This is the story about a man who went above and beyond for his coworkers, a man who cares, a man who throws caution to the wind and cares about his fellow people. I am talking, of course, the Bolivian bloviator himself, Mr. Oscar Santana, who actually went on a phone hunt for a coworker, and it's
you
a beautiful.
Phone hunt?
What?
No.
Yeah, Pip.
I don't know. I don't even know what happened. I know you told me you wanted to.
What I would like to say, a stolen phone retrieval.
Whoa. Oh, so a targeted mission.
Phone hunt doesn't work. What happened is, someone left their iPhone 12 in an Uber that I was in, that I had used my account for. And
so you had been riding with this person in the Uber. Okay.
As soon as the car left, we realized the phone was in the SUV. I called Uber Premium Customer Support. That's what they call it, not me. And I said, the car I was just in has a phone in it. Can we call them directly? And they said, hold, please. And anybody that's been through this, maybe in the last 6 months, knows my pain, where you're holding, and then you get someone back on the line roughly 5 minutes later. I said, We can't answer right now, but we've sent a ping to their phone. They can't answer for some reason. They've sent a ping to their phone. Next time they open their Uber app, they will know they have a device that has been left in their vehicle.
I see.
That was at noon yesterday. You've got another 3 hours go by. I call again and said, I haven't heard from the driver yet. Can you please call this gentleman? I remembered his name. Mm-hmm. Look at my history. They said, sure. Premium support. We're calling right now. I get on hold for 5 minutes. They get back. He's not answering his phone. Wow. We'll let him know. And look, 3 hours, you got a $1,500 device or $1,200, depending on which model you have. And
a nice case.
And a nice case. And I could tell that my coworker was getting a little anxious. When we've all lost our phones, we know that feeling, let alone when you don't know if you're going to get it back.
Yeah, I won't ask any details about the coworker, boy or girl.
Boy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Smoking hot.
So, really? Has he been to Mike's house in Maine?
He's got abs. So moving on. I say, you're handling this well. Why don't you pull up Find My iPhone or Find My Phone, that service?
Yeah.
And you see on the map of DC, not 2 miles away, his phone is traveling in what seems to be a pattern of any Uber or Lyft driver looking for fares.
Like just cruising.
Yeah.
Just cruising around.
Roughly a mile and a half away. Yes.
Okay.
Because we're downtown.
I understand. All right.
I call back Uber, premium support, and I say, hey, I've called before. No need to go through this 20 level of questions. I can tell you what my case number is. What's the story? Is it, the driver hasn't answered the phone. We're just getting straight voicemail. But when he gets back on, we have a high level of retrieval for these things. This happened before. Don't worry. I said, I'm looking at a map. He's driving. I don't think he's going to the grocery store. This looks like there's a situation where I was like, what do you recommend? Should I get involved or my colleague, or should the police be called? They said, well, before you escalate, at least let us get it. So they're doing nothing. I get nothing.
So they're doing nothing for you, really.
Right.
By the way, the protocol should be, if you get a call from that number where it's your Uber police that are calling,
yes,
you answer the goddamn phone.
Correct.
Right? That's what I would think, right?
Correct.
All the problems are solved if you answer the phone, pull your ass over to the side of the road, and go take a peek in the back of the phone, back of the cab.
The level of anxiety around 6:30 p.m. becomes a little higher because we're almost seven hours without the phone.
Wow.
Bounce around the a 2 mile radius around our office downtown DC. I said, look, I'm just gonna jump in the Volvo and I'm gonna drive over there. You just gotta tell me where he's going and which direction he's rolling in. I know the car. It was a late model Navigator. Let's get it.
All right.
And he said, no, I don't want, that's dangerous. He said,
the Uber people saying don't do that?
No, my coworker.
The phone owner.
Your coworker saying don't do that.
Don't do that.
Okay.
But Mike, it just
seemed like. Your coworker doesn't know how much you love the struggle, though.
Too easy an answer. Mm-hmm. And I said, we'll put 30 minutes into it. One was the day. If we can't get it, we can't get it. I'll call you on your iWatch, because that's how I had access. On your iWatch, when I call, you answer. I'll get in the car. You watch the map. And like a movie, we stalked this horse.
No, you got to get Mission Impossible for this.
Because it's Oscar.
That sounds sexy.
We got to take a break. I want to find out what happened. We got to take a break. We will take a break. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we will find out whether this was successful or not. And we'll also talk about other things, because that's what we do.
I'll give you the two key ingredients for a successful and not successful trip.
Oh,
okay. How do we cover your phone if they're being
honest about it?
And Adrian's still here. We'll take a break. Come right back on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Hello, Outlaws. This is Las Vegas legend Wayne Newton, and I love you. There are a few things in life that I require. Peace, joy, and, of course, convenience. That's why I like to listen to TMOS on Spotify. No matter where I am, in my downtown apartment visiting the Guinea Hens at Casa de Shenandoah, or on stage at the Sands, I know that my favorite TMOS troublemakers are just a few taps away. So remember, every night when your tuxedo hits the floor and you want some solid, marvelous entertainment, get your cellular telephone and grab some TMOS on Spotify. just another great way to be a part of America. I wish you love.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Fueled by the lowest mortgage rates in history, the median price of a single-family home has climbed 15%. So, what does that mean for you? Well, dearie, with this rise in equity, it's a great opportunity to tap into your home's equity for any reason or to refinance to remove your monthly PMI. Whether it's a refi or a purchase, the time to act is now. And you need to call my friend Mark Livingstone and his team that we love so much at Cornerstone First Financial. Mortgage rates have fallen back to the low levels of the year, and you can now get a fixed rate in the low twos. These rates are not going to be here forever, and in most cases, loans are closing in just 2 weeks. 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
That's a fact, Jack.
2 weeks.
Cornerstone First has been serving the listeners of the Mike O'Mara Show for over 5 years. And as a direct lender, they will guarantee to meet or beat any offer, or they will pay your mortgage for an entire year. The professionals at Cornerstone First are standing by right now. Now.
When?
Now. 202 is the number to call, 625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing, and we thank you. So you are about, it sounds like you are about to jump in a car and go hunting for this phone because, well, for two reasons, I believe. Number one, you think you have a shot. And number two, you love the struggle.
He does.
Yes.
You love the struggle.
And you know what
I
else,
like
Mike?
There's on the struggle bus, but I like
right.
There's the a struggle. Third level to this. It's also using technology.
Right. That's right. What it is.
Yeah. Gadgets.
He loves gadgets. That. Yeah, he loves it. He loves it.
So, the two key ingredients for a successful mission are a competent navigator and a competent driver. But
right.
Both, a third, need to know the city.
Yeah, and it's a tricky city. Make no mistake.
So you are communicating on the telephone with the individual, the coworker who has lost the phone. You are in the car. They are following the map, and yes. They are letting you know when to turn right on M, to turn left on
Correct.
31st Street, blah, blah. They're going, and they're guiding you as to where, and you remember, here's the most important part. You remember the car, that it's a late model
yes.
Navigator.
Yep.
I would assume that is not a car that is totally common to
it's not
Ubers
common.
In
not,
the
it's
south.
Not. If it was a Suburban, probably wouldn't have made this.
Yeah, there are about 20,000
like,
Suburbans.
I'm not going to do the Suburban right. bit. So I get in the car, and he says, it's heading towards the cathedral on Wisconsin, on the corner of Wisconsin and M.
Oh, our
there
neighborhood.
There were such detailed areas that I said, okay, if he's heading north of Wisconsin, I can go from Mass Ave, go past Vice President Harris's home and cut him off at the top of Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Where so it was perfect. Left, right, left, right. And then all of a sudden, the navigator with the potential stolen phone makes a U-turn and says, now heading back down Wisconsin.
No!
So then I got to make a left. I got to cut a little sooner, go on maybe P Street toward Georgetown. So it was no more than 15 minutes to me to finally triangulate where the car was stopping.
Triangulate.
Nicolas Cage over here.
Funny. Yeah. Yeah. So, okay, Tom Cruise,
getting
what happened?
Through the lights and then seeing it in the distance, parked, waiting for a fare.
Aha!
I pull up slowly, evaluate the scene, survey the scene on how I could stop this car from driving away and not, you know, engaging with me. And by the way, still COVID protocol.
Are you thinking there's the possibility that this might be problematic? I don't think so.
If it gets hairy, I want to know what I can do.
Okay.
And it's also, we're in a pandemic. If I roll up on someone with a mask right to their window, I don't know what's going to happen.
It could look suspicious.
Could look.
Right.
And
are you planning on rolling down your window and going, hey, hey, hey? You know,
The safest place to be is in your car, Mike. So I was not going to get out and just knock on a window.
Okay.
So I decided to pull up side by side. It was a busy road at the time. There's still some rush hour. So I just put my hazards on, pulled up to the car, and the gentleman's window was down. And I'm on the phone with the owner of the phone, so he can hear it on speakerphone.
Right. You're on the iWatch.
Yes. And I say, sir, remember me? You dropped us off at the Diplomat. It's a restaurant. I was like, you have my friend's phone. And he holds up my friend's phone. It was in his hand.
So he was getting ready to, or he had it up front.
He
with
had it,
him.
Or he had it the whole time.
Mm-hmm. He had it the whole time. Yeah. He just wasn't answering his phone.
Just wasn't answering the phone, or calling the number that Uber had sent him on his little display to say, "Call this number. You have one of their devices."
What was he doing all day?
For
what
7 was he hours. Up to?
Wow.
Yes. What was this idiot? Was he an idiot? First
no,
of all,
he wasn't an idiot. Cool.
He wasn't
calculated.
An idiot. Did he?
I got out of the car. I walked up and he giving me this long story about he had this long fare and all of this other stuff.
Oh, he's full liar. Of crap.
Liar.
Absolutely full of crap. But obviously he's not dumb enough where he would have been planning on stealing the phone.
He said,
right?
"Why didn't you call the phone?" I said, "We called Uber that said they were trying to connect with you." He goes, "I haven't received any calls from Uber." And I said, "All right, man." I was like, "I don't know if you're driving for Lyft now or you don't turn on the Uber. I don't know how this works. I just need the device." And he just hands it over, still telling me this long, tall tale story about what was going on. I said, "It doesn't matter to me. Just needed the device. Well, we saw you."
What did you think? What did you think after the dust settled and you had the car, you had the phone in your car and you're driving away? What do you think? What's your analysis of the situation?
I feel that if I'm being honest, if you're in Reston and you get this text, you don't deal with it till the next day you're in the city. But if you're in the city and you get this text, you should call the person's device because they're likely in the city as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So he was in the city. He didn't call. If I hadn't jumped in the car, I think we would have had hit like erase phone, you know, report it stolen and move on with life, which would have been another 30 minutes to an hour of my life that I didn't want to lose.
Right.
Yeah. That's scary, okay. though. Right. Imagine you had bad intent, though. What if you were a bad guy, though, Oscar? Somebody could do that and triangulate somebody, a driver's position?
You can only do that if you own the device.
What if a bad person who owned the device? Like, what if there was a bad person
that owned
the device?
Yeah, but then they wouldn't have a phone, so I don't think a bad person...
Well, I watched Apple Dirty John. Sells to I good watched people. Dirty John, I'm, and what I'm, you want to do is you want to take that magnetic sensor and put it underneath the Bentley so that you can follow John...
The GPS tracking. While he's,
yes. No, I'm sorry, under the Maserati. So you can put the little magnet thing and track people wherever they go. So you were the hero for this coworker.
Look at that. Great.
Is this your Harvard grad that you're all excited about? Is
no,
that what you,
a,
you
that would
do
be
this
a she.
For
a she. No.
Okay.
It doesn't matter who it is. More importantly,
it's not an old employee, though. It's a new employee.
No. It's a 30-minute solution. That's the takeaway. That is the takeaway.
What's the takeaway?
It's a 30-minute solution to anxiety.
I like to explore your motivation.
I don't like people. If you see a solution for something, which is a map of the device, which is less than a mile away,
right?
Get it.
Because by the way, and I'm going to say something nice to you now. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome to the way he does it around here. Mm-hmm. Whenever we have a problem, all right. I mean, when everybody else is sitting on their hands, you're a self-made engineer. You know everything about our technology that we use to do this show. You are usually the solution person, and when you're not here, everybody goes boo like that when that's happening. And it's really great that you're able to do that, and you love the struggle.
Yeah, and the technology.
And we're a struggling little thing all the time. Mm-hmm. We're doing that all the time.
Taking
big
swings.
It's the way. So, what is your advice for people that might have a similar
My
situation?
My advice is the government's not tracking you. My advice is to make sure that your device has iCloud Find My Phone enabled. And if you lose your phone and you're going to call Uber or do whatever you need, you have to give them the context of the driver still driving. So there might be a problem because that prepares you for what you might be able to do next time. Now, if they're close, fine. You might want to go check it out. If they're a state away, odds are you're not going to get that device back.
Exactly.
So escalate the situation sooner than later.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I'm just trying to see if I've got fun.
Did you have the racing heart when you approached him?
I was, honestly, it was fun. It wasn't racing. It was fun.
I'm trying to think if I've got it on here. Do you have Find My Phone on your phone,
yes,
Rob?
Yes, if you have iCloud enabled, you probably have iPhone.
I have it on my phone. I'm trying to find it, you know? That's where they get you.
You can't find your phone on your phone.
I'm not trying to find
You need to have find my phone.
No, this I want to know if I want to know if the Find My Phone is enabled.
Yeah, I can see that. It should be. I can help you off air if you'd like.
I believe it's under privacy and location services.
I don't
want
to do it off air. I want to do it now.
If you go to settings, if you go to settings.
Yeah.
And if you go down to settings and you go to, let's go.
Is it privacy?
Privacy. Thank you.
Wait, hold on a second. Oh, it's taking too long.
I don't even think it's in settings, actually.
I'll just pick up another one. What's that line from Fast Times? Right? Damone? Oh, that's right. Oh, no. The rat. Rat. He's in the restaurant. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's right. I don't have my wallet. I'll just pick up another one. Yeah, I'll just pick up another. I wonder, do you have jackets here? Anyway, that's it. Well, congratulations.
Yeah, that's a good story. Yeah, I like that. Thank you.
And you never know. You never know when you're going to get the psycho. Could be problematic, but that's wonderful. The struggle continues. We have to take a break. Rob's got a dumpster full of digits. It's going to be very, very exciting. We're going to do that in just a second right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. I also want to mention to you as we go to break that I will be in Spokane, Washington on Thursday, June 24th. Save the date. Come out to Osprey. That's 700 North Division Street in Spokane, Washington, 4 to 6 p.m. Hang with me and the fam. We're looking forward to seeing you. We'll tell you more about that leading up into we're going to be there. Oh, my God. In
so
two
soon.
Weeks.
Yeah.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
All right. We'll be right back, everybody.
Maybe something else sucks around here.
People suck. Now, I know I've done this before, but I want to try it again. A new idea to replace the mailbag.
People suck.
Has someone done something that just so gets under your skin that complaining to your partner or your children or anybody in your room or your close friends just isn't enough? Someone who's done something so egregious and
more.
It's such a violation of your social norms that you want to scream it.
Here's what we do, folks, is you email me, Rob with two B's, rob@mikeomarashow.com. Make sure you write in the subject line.
People suck. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. So you guys know I love Sunday. I love how they send you what your lawn needs. You hook it into your garden hose, and you do a whole day's worth of yard work, and you do it in 15 minutes. Easy peasy lemon squeezy. And now Sunday is making it easy to control pests because the only thing worse than pests in your yard is poison and harsh chemicals. Sunday is made with better for the planet ingredients like cedar oil, chrysanthemum extract, lemongrass, and canola oil so you can manage pests better and feel better about it. Just like before, just type in your address and get Sunday at getsunday.com/TMOS and they'll figure out what pests are active in your area. Ants, mosquitoes, Ticks. Cockroaches. They can handle it all both inside and outside your home. Sunday sends you exactly what you need right to your door with step-by-step instructions so you can't mess it up. Try Nix Ticks.
That right?
Ant. What's that?
I said right?
Thank you. Ant Adios, or my favorite, Mosquito Delito. Yeah. Here's what I want you to do. Let Sunday take care of the guesswork and take it out of controlling pests in your home and yard this summer. Visit GetSunday.com/TMOS to get $10 off your smart pest plan at checkout. GetSunday is really a wonderful company. That's $10 off your custom plan at GetSunday.com/TMOS. And we thank them. We love them as an advertiser.
Spin it.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
Oh, look who is the great singer, the Man in Black, Mike.
Let's do it.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
Mike, we lost him in 2003 at age 71.
You know, I've become a bigger fan of Johnny Cash in recent years than I ever was when he was around. So I think a lot of people are.
Later albums are pretty great. I mean, he never really lost a step.
I fell into a giant ring of fire. It went down. Okay.
Mike,
goes like that.
We have the politician of the day.
Okay.
His name is, have you ever heard of Louie Gohmert?
Yes, I've met him.
Congressman Louie Gohmert.
Yeah, from
you
Texas.
You met Louie Gohmert.
At the hotel. Midnight.
Really?
It was an overnight shift. He gave me a pen. That's all he had on him. Because apparently he thought I was a fan or something because I knew who he was. All I knew, because he was, there was a time in that, during that time where he was popular for some reason. A bad reason, but he was popular.
Okay, good story.
Okay, thank you. That was so quick, and then
thank
he didn't
you.
Breathe, and
yeah.
then
oh my
it was
God.
Just like, so Louie Gohmert, right-wing congressman,
exactly,
right?
From Texas.
Okay. He was addressing a panel about, they were having a discussion about climate change, and he thinks he can solve it, which is great. Isn't that great? Mm-hmm. You can solve it.
The moon's orbit is changing slightly, and so is the Earth's orbit around the sun. Is there anything that the National Forest Service or BLM can do to change the course of the moon's orbit or the Earth's orbit around the sun? Obviously, that would have profound effects on our climate.
I would have to follow up with you on that one, Mr. Gohmert.
So he can fix global warming and climate change if we just change the orbit of the moon or the Earth. That's all we have to do.
The space aliens. He sounds almost like a little bit like Gary Busey.
Here he is.
The moon's orbit is changing slightly, and so is the Earth's orbit around.
Gomernisms.
Mm. Seriously, how do these mango heads get into Congress?
Well, how does he function on a daily basis?
Mike,
let alone be elected.
You could run for Congress. You would.
It's just that bad. I'm yelling all day, and I get people riled up. And he ain't just like me.
So remember when we, as a nation, argued about whether the tape on the internet was saying Laurel or Yanny?
Mm-hmm.
Or we argued about what color a dress was, or we argued about what a shoelaces looked like on a pair of tennis shoes. This is the newest one. This is a chanting crowd. And depending on what you're listening for, I got a list of all the things that people on TikTok and the gram said they hear. They hear Bart Simpson bouncing, rotating pirate ship, this isn't my receipt, lobsters in motion, that is embarrassing, lactates in pharmacy, I'm chasing Martian, baptism piracy, and that isn't mercy. Here's the chant. We'll play it a couple times, and I want you to listen for each thing as we do it, okay? So let's do it again.
Rox is imposing.
That's
Rox
another
is imposing.
But Mike, I want you to see if it sounds like they're saying Bart Simpson bouncing.
Rox is imposing. Rox is imposing.
Okay.
They sound now they're British.
Yeah.
They sound British. That sounds like a British dialect.
It's a British. It's a soccer crowd. It's a soccer crowd is what it is. Does it sound like rotating pirate ship?
I get it.
I see what you're doing here. Pretty cool.
Yeah, it's amazing. Does it sound like this isn't my receipt?
That's a weak one. No. That's the weaker one.
Does it sound like lobsters in motion? Does it sound like lactates in pharmacy? I have the answer, though, because it is something they chant at soccer games when the other team does something badly. They're actually chanting, that is embarrassing. So that's what they're saying.
That is embarrassing. That is embarrassing. That is embarrassing.
Soccer crowds, but man. They kill each other, but boy, they can be really funny.
But the thing that's so wild is that I listened to it, listening for all the things that people heard, and I heard every one of them.
As soon as you suggested them, that's the trick.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing.
It is a trick. It is.
You would say lobsters in motion, and I hear lobsters in motion. That is really, really weird. Very power of suggestion. That's the pure example of it right there.
Mike, it's a great time to not be in Maine.
Really?
Yes, because people are coming back from the beaches of Maine with their feet stained horribly black.
Mm.
Really?
Yes. Do you know why?
No.
Bugs.
I wish I had a picture before. They were totally black. I tried the Tide to Go, but nothing worked. The issue is, what is it?
Much to our surprise, we saw that it wasn't some kind of algae or an oil spill or something that you might expect, but it was just a whole lot of dead bugs in the water. It's just a discoloration. It's a natural substance in the body of these insects that probably comes from some plant.
There you go. So hi to the family.
Well, I have
up there.
A suggestion.
Yeah.
It's just, I mean, if I can offer this, keep your ass off the goddamn beach. There's no reason for you to go down there anyway. What the hell are you doing? Walk around the beach. You know, just stay in your car and just look out at the water. I mean, the water's too cold to swim in this time of year anyway, for Christ's sake. Why do you have to walk down? That's why you get the bug juice on your feet. We knew that 20 years ago, for Christ's sake.
I have a bug seat.
Lobsters in motion.
I love that she used the tide to go.
Yes,
tide to go.
She used the tide to go.
By the way, if you want to as someone who occasionally goes out to a restaurant, occasionally hurls food onto his front because I've got what Carla refers to as the shelf, what you might want to do is grab a Costco baby wipe.
Keep those in your car. Yes. They sell them by the box. You can get 100 of them, and they're great. They work great on quick, troublesome stains, everyone.
They're not just for babies, Mike. Yes.
Thank you.
Worse than black feet on the beaches of Maine is in Winnipeg. That's in Canada to our north. There was a breached sewer line that they were doing repair on, and because of the flowing water and the fact that they had wet concrete that they were pouring around the sewer line, over a dozen homes had concrete come shooting up through their toilets.
Oh, my God.
Think of what. Think of
it. It essentially became out of the toilet, spewing out of there. It also filled up all the drain pipes.
Tragic, just a head shaker.
It was like bubbling out, like almost like you envision a volcano. It was just bubbling up, and then it was just covering the floor.
You imagine walking into your bathroom and seeing just a huge mass of concrete and saying, I have got to change my wife's diet. That is your digital dumpster. Have a good Thursday, everybody.
Adrian, thank you for joining us.
Yay, and
thank
you, guys.
Success
you guys.
Leasing apartments
thank
to
you.
People. That is fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you.
Anybody
love
you'd
you.
Like to say hello to, anything we missed when we were talking to you during the show today?
No.
Anything we can do for you?
Everything's good. P1 listener Melissa Booker is going to be at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern tonight. So if you guys are in the area, please come out and say hi to her. She's the best, okay?
Go out and see Melissa Booker at Jimmy's.
Sweet.
Are you going to stop by, Adrian?
I will, 100%.
All right,
100%,
fantastic.
I'll be there.
Cool. Continued success to you, and don't be a stranger. We love having you come by. We will be back with another show for you and everybody. I hope you enjoyed this one. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody!
Bye-bye!
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
That is embarrassing. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Oh, good for you. Good for you.
We really mucked that up, didn't we?
You can do it again if
that's
you want.
No, I don't want to. Goodbye, everyone.